601, Unit 3, Recording 3.5, Listening 2, Conversation Between Two Urban Planners. Hey Tim, do you have some time to discuss the urban green space project we've been working on?
Hi Jessica. Yes, I do have some time. Let's dig in.
Okay, great. Well, where we left off was talking about the living wall on the side of the building and whether or not it would be cost effective. What do you think?
Did you receive the report back on how the living plant wall would be funded? I think if the plants and supplies are donated, we could make it work in our budget.
Yes, I did get the report back, and unfortunately, the living plant wall would not be covered in the donated funds. So we would have to pay for it with the project's budget. I personally think it's too expensive to install the living wall on the entire side of the building.
Okay, yes. I agree if we do not have the donated funds, it is too expensive. I was hoping we would be able to have the plants donated because a living wall on the building would attract more animals, especially insects. One of my personal goals with this project is to attract more animals to our planned urban green spaces.
Yeah, I agree it would be nice to be able to attract more animals. Overall, I think this project should create an urban green space that is cost-effective and useful for many people.
Yes, I also agree that creating a space that is widely used and also cost-effective is our biggest priority. So, if we cannot create the living wall up the entire side of the building, do you think we should try to create a smaller version on a different building in the park itself?
We could probably create a smaller one on one of the buildings in the park area. I wish we had a little more space to work with because I wanted to include a fitness trail along the water. Remember that the biggest thing that was included in the petition for the park space in this area included the need for outdoor fitness spaces.
I think we can work with this area, irrespective of size and function. We can still do a lot with landscaping and adding vegetation. I think we can include a walking trail if we use crushed shells or pebbles as an alternative to pavement.
That's a good idea. I'm a little worried about the cost of the project, especially with the restrictions of how we can use the donated funds. Additionally, I want to use renewable resources for construction and in the space itself. Do you think we could purchase a couple of solar panels for the bathroom building?
I think a few solar panels are a great potential renewable energy source that we could use. And I also think we might be able to use some of the donated money for them too. I would like to make sure we have ample places where people can recycle as well.
Great point. The city's improved recycling program has really taken off, and I want our green space to encourage recycling too.
Okay. So right now we know that we cannot do the full-scale living plant wall that we wanted to do on the side of the building near the park, but we think solar panels are possible to fit within the budget and a smaller version of the living wall on the side of a building in the park area.
Yes, and we also know that we want to include a fitness trail that uses crushed shells or pebbles as an alternative to pavement. If we want this space to be used by a wide variety of people, what else can we include?
We could consider putting in some pavilions for people to gather and a play area for kids.
Ooh, I agree. I also think some free outdoor fitness equipment and an area for people to bring their dogs could be helpful additions.